I mean, you know, Mario, he's a veteran leader, and we all know about his playmaking ability. And having him here is just an addition to, you know, one of the assets that we need to, you know, make a run for this.
It's always an interesting dynamic for a player to leave a team and then come back to the same place. Can you imagine doing that? And, you know, do you find that kind of as a, I mean, it's a business, but.
Well, I mean, I think you hit it on the head. You know, it's definitely a business, so sometimes you have to go, you know, where the opportunity best presents itself. And that was the case in Mario's situation. And, you know, he's back home where he belonged here with the Giants. This is where he started his career, and, you know, hopefully it's where he ended. And hopefully, you know, he bring the same playmaking ability as he had here before. If not, you know, even more. So, you know, we're looking forward to having him here.
First time you guys were able to put pads on, the full pads yesterday. What was that like?
It was bittersweet. You know, it was bittersweet. You know, you're going up against your own guys, so you can't really you know, go full throttle the way you want to go, like as opposed to coming up this upcoming Sunday. But, you know, I think we got a good glimpse of what we needed. You know, guys going out there competing, you know, we compete each and every single down. You win some, lose some. And for the most part, I think it was a productive practice. It can always get better each and every day. I think today with our second day around, going around the pads, I think we'll have a more crisp and more efficient practice.
One of the guys that seemed to really enjoy putting on the pads was Kennard. You know, it hit some people pretty good. What's that like when you see a rookie coming out there making a play like that?
Well, just imagine, you know, he didn't even run through. He actually laid off a little bit. So I'm excited to see that guy in the pads. You know, you always have young guys that you look forward to pinpointing to see, you know, what they would do, you know, once those pads come on. You know, I'm anxious to see Nat in pads, and I'm anxious to see Kennard in pads. I think both of those guys are going to be you know, some pretty good, you know, run stoppers.
What is Kennard?
Has it been that the pace that you guys have to play on defense with the way the offense is playing, has that been noticeable to you, that things are quicker?
Yeah, it's definitely quicker. And I think that's going to be a huge benefit for our offense. You know, right now with things coming along together for them, and, you know, obviously they're not where they want to be, and no one here is. But, you know, it's coming together pretty smooth. I think Eli looks great. The receivers are going out there competing. You know, you have a lot of receivers going out there competing, and you know, you see Victor Cruz out there diving for balls. So when you see things like that, you know, you can always, you know, lift your hand and say, you know, that's good. You know, that you're making good progress.
What does it do to the defense when you guys have to play fast and
difficult? Well, it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge for the defense, but at the same time, it's a good challenge. It allows you to, you know, buckle in and focus and understand your assignment, technique, and you know, your role just that much more faster. So, like I said, I think it's a plus for the offense. It's also a plus for the defense because we all know that we go up against fast tempo, know how the offense is doing the season.
How much different is this offense to defend? I mean, when you're looking at it sort of from the defensive standpoint and the fact of, you know, they're looking to do different things and maybe they work out of, you know, they're looking maybe to hit more quick passes. How does that change for the defense of what you're trying to accomplish against them?
Well, going up against our offense, you know, we're just going out there and just playing pure off our technique and our assignment. You know, we're not really game planning for these guys. So for them, I think it's more efficient in the way of, you know, getting the ball out. You know, hit the open man, get him in space, let him do his thing. And I think, like I said, I think it's going to be a huge plus for our offense running this system.
You mentioned Burke. What have you seen from him? How have you seen him progress from now, second week of training camp?
Oh, you know, still learning. You know, guys are still learning. There's still a long ways to go. And, you know, not just for Nat, but for, you know, for a lot of younger guys, even veteran guys for myself. You know, there's a certain groove you have to get into, you know, once you get into a training camp. And Nat, you know, I like his feet. He has very good feet work. You know, he's very confident in his play. And, you know, for a young guy, you know, it's going to take him quite a little bit of time, you know, to learn our system. Our system is not the easiest system to learn defensively. And once you grasp one concept, then you grasp another, and, you know, it just turns to a domino effect. So I think Nat, you know, he can be a very promising safety for us right now.